G'day everyone. See you in here. How you going? You having a good night? I am. I'm staying in my motel in Gosford. Hey, do you know what motel stands for? No, it's not the motorist's hotel. It's murder hotel. That's what it stands for. Yeah, murder. And that's what I'm doing. I'm murdering a meal. Last time I stayed here in Gosford, I decided that I got a little bit tired of bistro, pub food, you know, trying to get whatever I could in the local area. Gosford's not known for its cuisine. Yeah, it's pretty tragic. And after a couple of weeks, I was getting really tired of the normal bistro fare that you can choose from. And there's not even any really decent restaurants, even if I go for a drive. And if I go for a drive, I can't drink. So it's nice to get something relatively local. There's an RSL right next door. But I've been through just about all the quality meals on that menu. And there wasn't too many. So I went out and bought a little Korean burner, a little Korean stove. I might have mentioned this in one of the previous audio booths. But I'm cooking up a feed on tonight. I'm murdering a Skippy curry. Went up the road, bought a bit of fillet, kangaroo fillet, and I'm sort of not going with the usual fare. I'm relying on a little bit of pre-packaged goodies rather than what I do at home, where I tend to cook it up from base ingredients. But I cut up a few vegetables and got a tin of chickpeas. Normally I soak and cook my own chickpeas, a tin of chickpeas and some curry paste. You know, that's sort of simmer in the pot type curry paste that you can get. Yeah, I'm using one of those rather than working from base ingredients. And that's all in the bathroom cooking up because I've got the fan in there, haven't I? Last time I was here, I cooked up a feed and on the little stove and I set off the fire alarm, smoke alarm. Fortunately, they didn't call the fireys out. So I've learnt my lesson. I'm in the bathroom with the exhaust fan on and the door closed this time and cooking up a feed, murdering a Skippy curry. Looking forward to it. And I fortunately have my case of James Squire 150 lashes here that I can casually work my way through over the next few days. It's all pretty good at the moment. Yeah, it's all pretty good.